Mark chapter 6. And he went out from there and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing were astounded, saying, Where did this man get these things? And what is this wisdom given to this man? And how is it that such works of power take place through his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, and Joseph, and Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were stumbled in him. And Jesus said to them, A prophet is not without honor, except in his own country, and among his own relatives, and in his own house. And he could not do any work of power there, except to lay his hands upon a few of the sick and heal them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went around the villages in a circuit, teaching. And he called the 12 to him and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. And he charged them not to take anything for the journey except only a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belt, but to have sandals tied on, and said, Do not put on two tunics. And he said to them, Wherever you enter into a house, there remain until you depart from that place. And whatever place does not receive you nor hear you, as you go out from there, shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. And they went forth and proclaimed that men should repent. And they cast out many demons and anointed many of the sick with oil and healed them. And King Herod heard of it, for his name had become known. And they said, John the Baptizer has been raised from the dead, and because of this these works of power are operating through him. But others said, He is Elijah. And others said, He is a prophet, like one of the prophets. But Herod, hearing of it, said, He whom I beheaded, John, this one was raised. For Herod himself had sent men and seized John, and bound him in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of Philip his brother, because he had married her. For John had been saying to Herod, It is not lawful for you to have the wife of your brother. Thus Herodias had a grudge against him, and wanted to kill him, and could not. For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and kept him safe. And when he heard him, he was very perplexed, yet heard him gladly. And an opportune day came, when Herod, on his birthday, made a banquet for his courtiers and the commanders and the leading men of Galilee. And when the daughter of Herodias herself entered and danced, she pleased Herod and those reclining at table with him. The king said to the girl, Ask of me whatever you want, and I will give it to you. And he swore to her earnestly, Whatever you ask of me, I will give to you up to half of my kingdom. And she went out and said to her mother, What should I ask for? And she said, The head of John the Baptizer. And coming in immediately with haste to the king, she asked, saying, I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter. And the king was very grieved. Yet because of the oaths and those reclining at table, he did not want to refuse her. And immediately the king sent a guard and ordered him to bring his head, and he went out and beheaded him in the prison, and brought his head on a platter and gave it to the girl, and the girl gave it to her mother. And when his disciples heard about it, they came and took his corpse and put it in a tomb. And the apostles gathered together to Jesus and reported to him all that they did and all that they taught. And he said to them, "Come by yourselves privately to a deserted place and rest a while." For there were many coming and going, and they did not even have opportunity to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place privately. And many saw them going away and recognized them. And they ran together there on foot from all the cities and got there before them. And getting out, he saw a great crowd, and he was moved with compassion for them, because they were like sheep, not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when the hour had already become late, his disciples came to him and said, "This place is deserted, and the hour is already late. Send them away so that they may go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy for themselves something to eat." But he answered and said to them, "You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "Shall we go away and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. And he ordered them to have all reclined by companies on the green grass. And they sat down in groups, by hundreds and by fifties. And he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before them. And the 2 fish he divided among all. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 handbaskets of the broken pieces of bread and of the fish. And those who had eaten the loaves were 5,000 men. And immediately he compelled his disciples to step into the boat and go before to the other side, toward Bethsaida, while he sent the crowd away. And after he said farewell to them, he went away to the mountain to pray. And when evening fell, the boat was in the midst of the sea, and he was alone on the land. And seeing them distressed as they rowed, for the wind was contrary to them, he came toward them about the 4th watch of the night, walking on the sea, and he intended to pass by them. But when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought that it was a ghost, and they cried out. For they all saw him and were startled. But immediately he spoke with them and said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." And he went up unto them into the boat, and the wind ceased. And they were greatly astonished in themselves beyond measure, for they did not understand concerning the loaves, but rather their heart was hardened. And they crossed over to the land, and came to Gennesaret, and moored there. And when they came out of the boat, immediately the people recognized him. And they ran about that whole region and began to carry around on mats those who were ill to any place where they heard that he was. And wherever he entered into villages or into cities or into the countryside, they laid those who were sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch, if even the fringe of his garment. And as many as touched him were healed.